You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Everybody, it is Saturday. We did a Wednesday episode. Now it's a Saturday live on location episode. Boss Hog of Liberty at the Newcastle on tap. You've got Jeremiah. You've got Dakota. We are standing as they are about to open the gates in the Newcastle Arts Park. And Dakota, we're going to try to get an interview with whoever's the first in line here and find out how long they've been camping out.
Yep. Let's talk to the first person in line.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Newcastle on tap. You're first in line. So we want to know how long you've been camping here for. 3 days. Yes. That explains the tent I saw over in front of the Elks Club. That makes sense now. What's your name? Gary, where are you from? From Pendleton. Wow. All right. All right. And you guys brought snacks. You're ready to go. You've got your necklaces. You have somebody's been doing some braiding. You have Cheez-Its. You have pretzels on a string, combos. You're professionals. You've done how many on taps you been to? A few. just a few. All right. Hey, is Newcastle your favorite? For now it is. All right. Well, we'll see when they cut the grand opening here and we'll get to talk to you. Yep. All right. Well, I heard it's supposed to be about 20 vendors out here. You've made to all of them. Your attendance record is perfect. I know I was here last year, but I forgot the second half. All right. There we go. Mike and the fam.
Yep.
Very good. We got our introduction to them last year here. So. All right. Well, we'll see y'all inside. We're going to wander down and see what else we find.
Thank you.
All right, Dakota, lead the way.
Oh, really? Is it just because it was too quiet?
I don't know. No, it's not even showing the lights on.
Is that? Oh, yeah. It's because the light's on.
Well, I pressed the button a couple of times.
Efforting.
It's because we're already recording.
You have to turn it off. Stop the recording.
We're back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're walking past the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks, number 484.
Last year the Elks had a
proud
tent.
Members.
What happened? How did the elk get downgraded to no tent?
We were promoted.
We asked for it.
Oh, we got a sunshine edition.
There. Gotta get the sunny spot today.
All right. So who do we have here? Introduce yourselves.
I'm Dave Olson.
Dave.
I'm Mike Hacker, the current exalted ruler over the Elks.
Yep. All right, and that's all that it's an audio podcast, so that's all that's standing here is these two. That's it. So, Mike, how does a guy get to be an exalted ruler of the Elks, and how does that mean you get to stand in the sunshine?
Jeremiah's
down
interested.
Here?
Is what he's saying.
Well, I mean, I think you win by no one wants to run against you. So, you drew the short straw.
Like Vladimir Putin is the way it works. Yeah. It's similar. They're having an election this week too. So
I've actually done in 2 weeks. So.
you are on your
I think,
final.
I think
final
you said that
cast
before,
here.
Mike.
Correct
me if I'm wrong.
I have. So Mark Bowers set the two will be the new exalted ruler.
Very good. Well, you've done a great job. I know the Elks Club's grown a lot.
Yep.
In your time, most all of us, I think everybody here on the podcast is a member.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
we're happy to be teamed up.
Thanks. Thank you, and thank you for buying tickets that you didn't need.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, there are some stories.
Mike,
to be
I
told.
Am sorry.
There are stories.
I'm going to formally apologize on the podcast because all I had in my brain was I have 6 tickets.
Yeah.
Turns out we only paid for 4. And I was like, I know we bought them. And Charlie believed me. You believe me. And so I gave them back yesterday. Yeah. I was like, I am so sorry.
We turned our tickets back in.
I am so sorry.
So what wines do the Elks have? What are we pouring? Easley Winery stuff?
We're actually pouring for Easley Winery. They obviously didn't have anybody come, and we each year volunteer to come in and pour for them. And we're also pouring for Big Lug, the beer.
Oh, nice.
And where's Big Lug from?
Out of Pendleton?
Out of Indy, yeah.
Aren't they by
86th? Yeah, they're by the golf course.
Well, they were by the prison, right?
Weren't they like off of the Monon, kind of?
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right. Now, of course, this is a podcast, so it's too late now. So we've already drank all of the stuff that's here by the time you hear it. But if you had come, they had margarita wine, they had sangria, there's a reggae white, which is very much an Indianapolis-based wine, reggae. We're known for our reggae community, and the reggae red. So we've got, we have it dialed in here in Newcastle. All right, we're going to move on. Dakota, lead the way. Thank you to the Elks.
Let's talk to the Primeval guys right here. Primeval, Noblesville, Indiana. I don't remember them being here last year. Let's get a... let's see what's up, guys. Guys, this is the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast.
How's it going?
We're here in Newcastle. We were invited here to talk to all the breweries that came.
You act like we were invited.
We were invited.
Invited, funny.
We had an invitation and everything.
So you guys have a mobile keg here, a cooler with 4 lines coming out of it. What are y'all pouring?
We're pouring our Helles, our Peony Days, which is our fruited cream ale, with passion fruit, orange, and guava, our My Pretty Irish Girl, which is our Irish stout, and our Chompinator, which is our German Doppelbach.
That's what, wonderful. All right.
What a selection.
So I'm going to say the Pretty Irish Girl is going to be pretty popular today.
Hopefully
for St. Patrick's weekend.
St. Patrick's Day. It's really good. It's an award-winning beer multiple times, so it's really good.
Very nice. And I see it's getting ready to get really busy. They just cut the cord, and they are coming down the hill in a hurry.
There we go.
Right. All right.
The trampoline is happening.
The snacks. They have brought their snacks. This is going to be something else. All right. Well, where do people come and visit your brewery?
We're located downtown Noblesville, right off the northeast corner of the square on Logan Street.
All right. And how much is on tap down there on a normal day?
We have 12 beers on tap at the brewery.
Very good. Awesome. Well, you got a lot of thirsty cups coming your way, so we're going to let you run. Nice to meet you.
Here
we got a sponsor.
This is here's
the guy. Hang on.
We got
Mark. He found us.
Yeah.
So we discussed Primeval on the show, right? Last year's Small Brewery of the Year for Indiana Brewers Cup, Indiana Brewery of the Year. It's illegal for them to make a bad beer. It's really more federal than state. The beer is two style and stunning.
I'm excited about the Irish Girl Stout. That's going to be my first pour if somebody doesn't talk me into something earlier. But I'm ready to get one poured while we're on the air. I'm that quick.
Also, make sure to try the Japanese whiskey at Dragon's Mouth and welcome them. This is their first event ever. And it's 35% rice in the 5-grain bill. It's amazing stuff. It's only aged 8 months, but ask them to tell you about the barrels.
All right. We will do that.
Heck yeah.
All right. There goes our landlord, Scott, walking by. You're supposed to be at basketball. What are you doing at this thing? Yeah, we're on the air. Come on by.
Bye. What's going on today?
We're
interviewing people.
We're just interviewing people that are out at Newcastle on tap.
Fantastic.
Seeing if anybody's got good St. Patrick stories. Have you seen any leprechauns out here, Scott?
I have not. I've just been here a little while, though. But it's nice weather, isn't it? Nice and sunny out.
It is. It's not snowing like it was the first year of this event.
Windy. Last 2 times I've been here, it's been very cold.
Yep.
So it's much nicer today.
Very good. Big day in Newcastle. A lot of basketball, a lot of partying.
There you go.
Big stuff. All right. Have you visited anybody yet? No alcohol consumed to this point.
Helping with the Main Street booth right over there.
There we go. All right. We'll stop by.
All right. See ya.
All right.
Thank you.
Back. We are going to get distracted a lot, Dakota.
Yep. We're going to talk to Ink and Ale Brewhouse right now. Ink and Ale Brewhouse is the brewery that is coming to Newcastle, Indiana. You probably have heard them if you've listened to the show before because, as you all know, they are sponsoring the candidate series where we are interviewing the candidates running in the Republican primary. We're going to It looks like they've got some beer brewery, some Four Day Ray we're going to be serving up. There's some Ink and Ale sunglasses here. All right.
All right. Break your way in there, Dakota.
All right. We're going to talk to Ink and Ale now, sponsors of the Boss Hog Liberty podcast. What's going on, brother?
Oh, not a lot. Just hanging out, having a good time.
So what's your name?
Josh Sanchez.
Josh, when do we get to go visit Ink and Ale in person?
I would say end of April, beginning of May. Sometime all right. In there. We're still getting some work done in the
just a couple weeks away. So you guys are out here today, much like Blue River Tap House last year. It's like in your big public introduction to Newcastle.
Yes.
What are you guys pouring and who'd you bring out with you?
Be honest, I'm just learning about all this stuff myself. I'm actually the chef and they put me to work here and said to start pouring some beer and then the information here is provided. So
very good. So it looks like some stuff from Beer Brewery and from 4 Day Ray. So you're going to be the chef. What kind of food can we look forward to?
A lot of burgers, tenderloins, chicken sandwiches, some beer, mac and cheese, stuff like that. So
sounds delicious.
You have convinced us so quickly.
Very good.
All right. You had me at tenderloin.
Yeah, very nice. A lot of appetizers, stuff like that. So,
all right. And then there's going to be some fun activities in there as well.
Yeah. There's, I think, a live stage there where they can do music and comedy or whatever we set up for that spot. So,
awesome.
Axe throwing and a golf simulator also. So,
very good. All right, Josh. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
All right. We'll be back by with our cups here shortly.
Awesome.
All right. Going to keep working our way down. Right now, we've got the Blue River Tap House is right up next.
All right.
It's kind of windy out here today. He said his tent was going down.
Hi to the Tap House crowd. What are you guys pouring today? Remind our audience where they can come find you and
today,
how to get a beer.
Well, we're about three blocks down on the right next to the Tucker building, the real estate. Today we're pouring Pax Verum. We've got an IPA. It says it's a smoothie IPA, but it's doesn't have a lot of sweetness in it, but it's delicious. We've got a Pax Verum Hefeweizen if you like the German style beer. We got a Pilsner over here if you're more towards that. And then we've got a seltzer down there that's really delicious, not real sweet. So it's really good.
Love it. Sounds up. Absolutely fantastic. We're big fans of the Blue River Tap House on the Boss Hog Liberty podcast. Mike has been on before. Love all the hot dogs and things going on. I actually have I almost wore my Nashville hot dog t-shirt.
Oh, you should have.
Today, but I decided to go with the Miller Time shirt.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
You made it through it? You lived? Yeah.
I think Dakota.
They're great.
I think Dakota's worked his way through all of the hot dogs on the menu down
there. Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay.
He's had them
most of them multiple times.
All right. Well, you guys got a lot of empty cups behind us in line. We'll let you get
all right. We got a live band going on down there tonight,
that's
too.
Right.
So
you got the Bash Crider experience tonight, right?
Come on down and see us.
Coming out of retirement for his birthday, as only Bash can. All right, see you guys.
Here we go. As we are working our way
Moondrops
on.
Moondrops Distillery.
This is Moondrops Distillery from Fortville, Indiana. Fortville's not too far away from Newcastle, but love to.
We're gonna break our way in here and introduce ourselves.
We're up at the front of the line.
I'm Jeff with Moondrops Distillery. We're located in Fortville, Indiana. We're a grain-to-glass all-Indiana distillery, and we got some great moonshines and other products for you to try here today.
All right, give me a sample of some bourbon. What's your favorite bourbon?
We got a small batch, we got a single barrel.
6 year, 8 month cash strength. I got a minimum 5 year single barrel, and then I got a small batch.
Let's try that barrel proof. I'm going to go for the barrel proof. You're going to get for the
Joe's
big
going for the
going for the big boy
this
today.
This is his first drink of the day, and he wants
it is.
Day.
First drink
right
of the day.
Out of the barrel, please.
Let's see, 120 proof for his first drink of the day.
Let's go for
it. And you guys did your own distilling on this?
So on the bourbon here, we sourced this from MGP down in Lawrenceburg until our bourbon is ready. And we currently, our oldest barrel is 2.5 years old, but I think we're going to go to about 5 years before we release it to the public.
Very good.
Wow, that's delicious.
I want to try the small batch.
And can I get a pour of the single barrel as well?
And Zach's gonna drive. Zach's not gonna. Zach won't drink at all.
Yeah, for those that are concerned, we do have designated drivers set up.
Single barrel. Yep. And it On the moonshines, we use real fruit. So in our lemon shakeup, we juice our own lemons at the distillery, use fresh OJ for the orange dreamsicle. The peppermint's made with candy canes. We get in big bags of crushed candy canes and add it to the white lightning, and then use fresh apple juice for the apple pie.
Heck yeah, man. This is awesome. This the barrel proof is insanely smooth.
Nice.
120 proof.
For how hot it is, it's so smooth.
Oh, yeah. It's got a really good flavors on the front and back.
Zach, do you want to smell it and tell us it smells like alcohol? It's the running bit every time. Doesn't matter what
he doesn't drink, so everything smells the same.
He is in torture.
So where are you guys located?
So we are the Boss Hog Liberty Podcast. Our studio is about two blocks south of here.
Okay.
On Race Street. So we do a weekly podcast here in Newcastle.
If you guys ever want to come out to Fortville and do a cast from the distillery, more than welcome
there,
to.
There we go. Meeting people, making friends. Oh, Dakota found a bride. He's
his designated driver's here.
His DD Audrey has arrived. I would love to try one more here while we're waiting. I'm going to go apple pie moonshine. Go a little flavoring here.
Got it. So in the winter, when I'm being lazy, I'll pour my bourbon on a rock, and then I'll do a little apple pie moonshine, and it's a lazy man's old fashioned, basically. Apple pie old fashioned.
That's perfect.
I love that.
All right. One-handed operation here, trying to drink while you're while you're stacking up cups. We're doing great. All right. We got to sip it, Dakota. You ready?
Yep.
All right. You can tell me if my face looks weird.
Not
that
at all.
That is really good.
Yeah.
That is...
I could tell by your facial expression before you said
good.
Anything that it was
that's
good.
That's quite good.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we love to see distilleries coming out. I mean, this is marketed as a beer event, but we love seeing other options. People who are gluten-free and stuff like that, give them an option to come out here and have a good time as well. So,
about a good variety.
No.
So, and you guys have bourbon. It looks like you've got your own rum. You've got vodkas.
Yep.
Sarah and I just got back from the Caribbean, and we were island hopping, trying the rum. Obviously, Indiana is known for its rum as well. We're right there with Barbados. We're like the Barbados of the Ohio River Valley.
Awesome.
Right here in Indiana. So, very, very proud of it. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys, too.
We will we'll be back through when we're not on the doing the recording. All right. We'll see y'all.
All right. We're gonna keep working our way down. Looks like the water.
We are basically a trip hazard walking through.
Yeah, a walking trip hazard. The water tent is next, very important. And then, of course, we have the Indiana State Police tent that is going to be coming up. Drive sober or get pulled over.
We got to stop in and say hi to the Chamber of Commerce friends. They are they appear to be passing out stuff for darkness.
We are actually working here today with Newcastle Main Street. So we're helping get rid of the throwback Donoho eating contest shirts. This is throwback. Going to be vintage one of these days. We've got koozies and hats, and you get a free lay with purchase, so might as well come and see us.
Very good.
In the white tent.
That's awesome. And you guys, now, in your other job, one of your many responsibilities, after you worked with me and we made Rebar Dreams Came True and built really cool bridges across the Ohio Valley, you went and you said, hey, I'm going to go work for the Chamber of Commerce and make everybody happy.
That's right.
You're throwing a huge party later this week.
We are. The Chamber Awards Gala is the 20th at the Newcastle Armory. Our theme around this year is Starry Night with Van Gogh. So it'll be kind of an elegant evening, a little shy of black tie. So it's going to be a fun night. We sold out yesterday in seats. We're right at around $395, almost $400.
That's incredible. Now, at this point, you just have to go to the scalpers. If you want to get in, you've got to buy your way in.
That's right.
You've got to buy from a very shady scalper behind the armory.
That's right.
If you have any hopes of getting in. But
or
they should
volunteer.
Probably.
We
but they,
volunteer.
Or they can volunteer, or they can join now.
That's right.
And maybe they'll get in next year.
That's right. And be nominated. We had lots of great nominations this year. The most we've ever had in our 9 categories. There are some amazing people that have been nominated. And Henry County is full of people that just need that recognition. So that's one of the great things about this program or this event.
Yep. Sarah and I went through the ballot, and it took us every bit of an hour to read. And we did it very thoughtfully.
It was very, very tough because so many great people are in there.
Oh, I know it.
You could kind of figure out who it was.
Yes.
But kind of not. I like that it was anonymous.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it was a really neat event.
Yes. Thank you.
And looking forward to many men more.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys coming out and always, you know, coming to see us and stop by at Christmas Walk again this year. Okay.
We caught up at Christmas time. We catch up here. All the big events.
That's great.
We come together with our friends at the chamber.
We love it. All right. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. We're going to move on over here to the Tipsy Terrier Brewery. Looks like there's a bunch of food over here too, but we're going to snake around here, Tipsy Terrier. And Zach, tell me, can you hear us okay in the microphones, or is the music overpowering us? Okay, good.
Thankfully, we know how to project.
Yeah. So, Tipsy Terrier right here. I don't remember these guys from last year, so that's why I wanted to make sure we stopped at the booth.
Hello, all.
Hi.
We're the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast. Interviewing vendors, getting to find out what you have, what you're doing, where you guys are from. So tell us about the Tipsy Terrier.
Well, we're a newer brewery. We're just starting out. This one of the first events we've done. Just trying to get the word out, let people know what we have, let them see if they like what we have to offer.
Do you guys have a storefront or a tap house?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nope. We're from Middlebury, Indiana.
Where at?
Middlebury.
Middlebury, up where they make all the campers.
Yes.
Up in Elkhart. Is it Elkhart County?
Yes.
There you go. Awesome. Right. Well, thanks for coming to Newcastle.
Can I try a Skippy Select? I'm a sucker for Hefeweizen.
Oh, man after my own heart here.
Okay. Yep.
You need a rinse?
No. This is my first beer of the day.
Very first one.
So, here we go. You guys also have some non-alcoholic options. Which would probably be for the terriers, maybe.
We always have a little root beer with us. So
heck yeah, that's for Zach Bertram, producer Zach over here.
So you guys have
delicious
an Irish red. You have an amber lager. You have the hef that Dakota's having, a cream ale, and then you brought some wines along as well.
Yes, yeah, we have a strawberry and a cranberry wine that we brought.
Very nice. What's your favorite wine?
Actually, the cranberry of the two is my favorite, but we also have cherry and apple in them too.
Very good.
Cranberries awesome. Are favorite. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down. And if we're once you get your storefront, when we're up in northern Indiana, we're gonna pop in.
All right. So, thank you, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. All right, Northern Tropics.
Northern Tropics.
I remember these guys from last year. They had some great, great beers.
Out of Funcy, Indiana.
Yep.
We're the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast.
The who?
The Boss Hog of Liberty podcast right here in Newcastle.
Oh, cool.
Out visiting folks. Tell us about your brewery and where folks can get your product.
Small brewery on the south side of Muncie. I've got 22 beers on tap. I don't sell food, just beer. But come up and see us sometime.
Where is it in Muncie?
Just inside the bypass. So if you're headed north from Newcastle on 3... As soon as you go underneath 67, turn left, I'm the first driveway.
There, you're right there.
Yeah, right there. All right.
I drive by it every day on my way to work, and I had no idea.
My wife owns a greenhouse, so there are greenhouses all around the brewery.
Very good. Okay. And that's the Northern Tropics Pied.
Northern Tropics Pied.
So what's your number one beer you think is going to go today for St. Patrick's?
Today, probably the Irish Red.
Yep.
It's already been going good just with the pre-gamers.
Yep.
So,
now when you say pre-gamers, you're talking about you and your assistant over here.
Yeah. And some of the other vendors.
Yep. Yep. So. Well, very good. Well, thanks for coming out. We hope it's a busy day. And, so you have regular hours at Northern Tropics?
Yes. I'm open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 7:00.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much.
All right. We're going to move on here. The Four Eyes Homebrew Club. Going to be talking to them. I'm assuming
sure. We're
the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast here in Newcastle.
Awesome.
Just here talking to everybody.
Sure.
So the Four Eyes Homebrew Club, I'm assuming this is where people can go to get all their homebrew needs.
Well, so we're the only homebrew club that's located between Fort Wayne and Indy. You've got to go to Great Fermentation and other homebrew supply shops to get your supply needs. But we're the only homebrew club between Fort Wayne and Indy. If you're wanting to learn anything about brewing, you're wanting to get it set up, you're wanting to get started, make sure you scan the QR code. We got the Facebook page set up. We do monthly meetings every month. last Sunday of every month at 1 o'clock, different location. We'd love to support local.
Heck yeah. I love to hear it.
So if somebody wants to do a homebrew, what's the barrier to entry, the equipment they have to have, or maybe what they need?
If you look to your right, we got all of the different type of systems set up here. We brought it out to showcase today. You could start, if you see the small pot with the copper chiller.
Yep.
That's literally the first system that I started brewing with. You can start extract, keep it simple. You can go with an anvil all-in-one system for all grain. We've got coolers set up for mash tun. So there's all sorts of different systems. I always tell people, figure out your budget, what you want to do.
All right. And just we're taking pictures as we go along. It'll be on our Facebook page and our Instagram page for everybody listening. As always, you can go and check those out and
that's great.
See what we're talking about.
So if somebody's going to make a... here's the thing. My co-host Dakota here gets addicted to something. So in 3 months, he's going to own all of this equipment.
Sure.
How much beer is he going to be brewing at one time? Is it 5 gallons? Is it 3 gallons?
Typically, most home brewers do about 5 gallon batches. It's a standard that you set up and then you scale up from there. So you can do anywhere from 5, 10, 15 gallons on the homebrew side.
Okay, cool.
Wonderful. What you see on the table, though, that's the four ingredients. If you notice the four eyes, it's the four ingredients.
Okay.
Homebrew club.
So we got barley and hops.
Barley, water, hops, yeast, water, and yeast. And then we've whole cone hops.
Hops.
All right.
Very good. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. We'll stop by after when we're not on the air.
All right. We're going to stop over here to Rare Brew, it looks like. They've got a pretty interesting little booth set up with like a, it's like an enclosed Vespa almost, it looks like. Oh, and he's got, that's where his taps are. So this is sparkling teas. This is a very interesting booth. That's something we haven't seen before. All right. So
hi.
Let's talk to the gentleman here from Rare Brew Sparkling Teas. This is the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast. We're here at downtown Newcastle.
Okay, cool. Nice to meet you.
Just tell us about Rare Brew and who you guys are, where you're located, and all that good stuff.
Okay, we're based out of Indianapolis.
Okay.
We do non-alcoholic drinks.
Very cool.
So it's a lot of creative sparkling teas, hopped waters. We also do kava-based drinks. And so it's all about like being healthy. There's no sugar. There's no sweeteners. No calories.
Very cool. So, yeah, this would be a really great thing for people who might be, maybe they're trying to cut back on drinking.
Yep.
Or they've gave up beer for Lent or something. So they want to hop on over to the hop water and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So can I try while we're here? I see that you got the pineapple melon, the Georgian ginger pear. I'm a sucker for ginger. So if I can try the ginger, I'm all in. Very good.
I am a sucker for Pilsner and also green tea. So you have a green tea Pilsner, which is like right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. You get the straight up just ginger.
And these are also all gluten-free, so it's very approachable. Almost anyone could drink them.
Very cool.
Wow, so, that's good. That has a lot of flavor.
So this is said to be bourbon ginger pear. Is it? Where's the bourbon come into the conversation?
We're imitating the bourbon flavor with like caramel, vanilla. Like it obviously is not bourbon,
but it's not been in a barrel or anything. You're getting there on the flavor side.
Yeah, but it tastes really good. It's refreshing, wonderful. And it's our best seller.
Yeah, this I can see it.
Very, very cool. Tell us, everybody, how we can get your products.
Yeah, rarebrew.com.
Okay.
And then certain coffee shops and stores are starting to pick us up, so we're excited about that.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. And this is very good.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to go over here and make our way to Creatures of Habit. I don't think we're ready for food yet, are we, Jeremiah?
No, I think we're probably good on that for a minute.
All right, so we're going to talk to Creatures of Habit here before making our way to Hard Truth and then the Wooden Bear folks. So, hello, sir. We are the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast out of Newcastle. We're here just talking to all the breweries and tell us about yourselves. All right, he's pointing to Chuck. Chuck, tell our listeners here, this is an audio-only podcast, tell our listeners here a little bit about Creatures of Habit, where you're located, and how we can sample your products.
Okay, so Creatures of Habit is a brewery restaurant downtown Anderson on Meridian Street. And anybody can come in. We're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
And we serve lunch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Thursday, we don't open until about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right. Okay. Okay. What's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer. Well, they're all my children because I'm the brewer.
Okay.
So it's hard to pick up. Yeah. You know, which child is your favorite on a given day? Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Right? So.
Gotcha.
It's hard to say which one is my favorite. Out of these here, I'm going to say the peanut butter porter is the favorite here.
Man after Jeremiah's own heart. I'm
a big fan. That's the first splash onto Zach from Dakota. I'm a big fan of peanut butter and porters, for sure. I do have to ask, though, we have a co-host that likes to make fun of all the Salt Life stickers in Indiana. Mark Fultz likes to laugh about the Salt Life people. Tell me about the Salt Life Sour.
Okay, our Salt Life Sour is based on Sex on the Beach cocktail. It has a combination of peach, cranberry, and I have to think about the other one.
And a secret ingredient that you only find out if you drink it.
Anyway, my best thing would say, give it a taste and see what you think.
That's right. We like to hear it.
Would you like a sample?
Love a sample. Yes. We got a cup running around here somewhere. All right. Filled to the very, my shot glass filled to the very top, Dakota.
Hey, that's what we like to see.
It's really good. It's a sour. That's great.
Thank you.
Definitely get the fruit. Yeah.
Let me try it, Jeremiah. Yep, I love sours. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good beer. Solid.
Cranberry beer. For sure.
Yep.
Cranberry.
I'll have to come back and fill my
sour. There's a really, really good balance there of all the fruit flavors and the sour. That's a easy drinking sour beer. I like that.
And that's what we want. We want people to be approachable. We don't want to. Some people are semi sour fans.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's some people that really like the enamel peeling crazy sours.
Yeah.
But we try to make it so we can please as many people as possible.
Right. That's a beer that I can see myself drinking here in a couple months whenever it's really hot outside and I've been outside for a while.
It is a relatively light beer, too. Yeah, I mean,
That's great. Well, appreciate your time. We're going to move
absolutely.
On. Creatures of Habit, downtown Anderson, right?
Meridian Street. Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Chuck.
I like it whenever people have name tags.
The Hard Truth folks over here? We're walking right by the stage. Nothing of music.
The Hard Truth. So Hard Truth is another distillery. So once again, plenty of options for folks who, but maybe you're gluten free, maybe you don't do beer. This is the middle of Lent right now, so maybe you gave up beer for Lent. I've already said that, but
hello all.
Going to talk to Hard Truth. This is the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast. We're out of Newcastle, Indiana. Just here trying to talk to all the different distilleries and breweries around and tell us a little bit about Hard Truth, where we can get your products and where you're located.
Well, we're located in Nashville, Indiana, Brown County. We've been in business since 2015. We've just recently released our 4-year grain to glass bourbons.
Okay.
A regular bourbon, a weeded bourbon, and a 4-grain. The 4-grain and the weeded are bottled in bond, which is a big, thing now. You can get it in just about all the liquor stores around, we've got spirit finder. If you're looking for it, you just get on our website and click on the spirit finder, put in your zip code and it'll tell you everywhere that you can get it. And if your favorite liquor store don't have it, ask for it and they can get it. They will get it.
Can I get a sample of your bottled in bond?
Weeded or the 4-grain?
The weeded.
Sure can. My favorite is the weeded.
All right. Sounds like we have similar tastes then. As soon as you said it, I knew it was going for it. Thank you, sir.
I'm a big fan of weeded bourbons for sure. I do want to try your bourbon cream, your maple bourbon
maple
cream.
Maple bourbon cream, that's very delicious.
I've not had it yet.
Really delicious, balanced flavors. That is great. That's a great bourbon.
Right. So you're familiar with the sweet mash process as opposed to the sour mash.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you get sweet mash, you get a lot more of the flavors, you know, when you're sampling it. I think you'd, I mean, that's a,
right. Absolutely. Yeah, that is.
Did you want, oh, you're trying the maple bourbon?
I would, while I'm here.
You want to do the weeded?
I would love to try the weeded bourbon as well.
Very good. Yeah. Definitely encourage everybody to check out Hard Truth down in Brown County, Indiana. This stuff is really good. Been very impressed. But yeah.
We'll be making a visit in the distillery soon. Sarah and I have stopped by a few times.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Over the years. We've been down to the tasting room.
Well, we're running into one person, the very first one. He's heard of it, but he's never tried it or anything. We have the largest craft distillery in Indiana. You know, 325 acres, got on-site restaurant, music venue. This summer will be crazy. They have a summer concert series, you know, music, on-site restaurant. Yes, beautiful place. ATV tours, distillery tours. We got a tiki boat tour. They got a little tiki boat they'll take you out on the lake. You know,
Heck yeah, beautiful place. Father-in-law is doing an ultra marathon down in Nashville, Indiana in May. So I'll be down there in May cheering him on. We're going to come check you out then. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate y'all. It's an audio engineer's nightmare around here for Zach.
Trying to figure out how to walk here in a single file line around signs and things.
We got Wooden Bear.
I think we're kind of nearing the end of our line here. We're making it back towards where we started.
There's still quite a few back around the corner as well. There's more vendors outside of the song zone, thankfully.
Yeah, we'll make our way through here. There's this on-site screen printing shop right next to us, which is kind of cool. That's pretty neat. We're going to talk to Wooden Bear.
Indiana Against the World t-shirt available.
I'm a Wooden Bear all the time. We go to Greenfield quite often because it's relatively close for us living outside of Spiceland, so...
Who wants to be the spokesperson today?
They volunteered.
Jeremiah, Dakota, and the rest of the Boss Hog of Liberty crowd. What's your name? And you're with Wooden Bear Brewery?
I am a Wooden Bear. My name's Albert Brashear.
All right. So, Albert, you guys are based in Greenfield.
We are.
Tell us about Wooden Bear, what we can... We had a preview on our show a few weeks ago with Mark, who's the promoter, and he brought some samples out. But remind our audience what Wooden Bear's all about.
We're about making good beer and having a good time and a very family-friendly establishment. We've got pizza and beer and kind of near the intersection of 40 and 9 there in Greenfield. What else you want to know?
One of our co-hosts is Mark Foltz, and he's always got artwork hanging up in Wooden Bear sale.
Yep.
So if you want to go check out Mark's artwork, Wooden Bear. I'm in Wooden Bear pretty often. You guys have the Greek's pizza.
He has the paintings, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually, for our, we had an employee appreciation thing recently, and part of that, they actually commissioned him to do a very cool bear with some hops. And
is that
it's
the hoppy bear
up
above. I saw?
It is. It is awesome. He does amazing work. Amazing
work. I was there on Wooden Bear Sunday, saw that hanging up, and I was like, I bet Mark painted that.
He did. Yeah, it's awesome. He did a great job.
All right. Very cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
So what beers did you bring today?
Today we've got our Maze Runner, which is a cream ale with a little bit of a little green food coloring in it for the event. We've got our Grow Irish Red, a Pensy Pale, American Pale Ale, and then the Hibernation is a milk stout.
The Pensy Pale, that's what I was drinking on Sunday whenever I was there.
Okay.
Really reminded me of like a Dale's Pale Ale. It was super easy drinking. It is really good, but also had a lot of hop forward flavor that was also really nice, but not too crazy. I'm not big on crazy IPAs, but stuff like that, an American Pale Ale, I really enjoy.
That is an all day kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, you know, drinking beer.
I said sure. Dale's Pale Ale. I love Dale's Pale Ale, so that was a compliment for me. Okay, I didn't want to be taken away.
No, I did. Yep.
So, all right, very good. It was great talking to you, man. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Very good. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back by when we're not on the mics.
All right. Brewies Dog Treats. Share a beer with your dog. All right.
I can.
Boy, I didn't know. We left the dogs at home. I didn't know.
You got to bring them, or at least bring them something home. That's what you got to do from beer festivals.
If Nash is anything, or if Garth is anything like Hank, then he wouldn't do well in this situation.
The Australian Shepherd would be much better than my lab would. So tell us about Brewies. Where are you guys at? What's the product?
Absolutely. So Brewies Dog Treats, we're based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. We take spent grains from local Indiana breweries, add 3 all-natural ingredients, and double bake them into a crunchy dog treat. They're packaged in these really cute 16-ounce beer cans. They come with a resealable lid, and then they're sealed like that on top. They also have the brewery that we get the grains from on each package. So you can kind of
they come right at a center point.
Yep. So these ones are from Center Point. We have a few from 450 North here. We work with Hog Molly as well. But yeah, it's basically just sharing a beer with your dog while also having a healthy treat and being eco-friendly.
Here's the million-dollar question.
Okay.
Would you eat one?
Okay, so we actually do eat one from, off record, we do eat one from every single batch just so we make sure they're tasting the same and that none of the grains make them taste funky or anything like that. They're not bad. We like to say they taste like a Nutri-Grain bar without any of like the honey or sugar.
There you go.
Yep.
You probably haven't found a dog yet that doesn't like them.
Oh, we haven't. They're packed full of peanut butter, so that's what dogs love the most about them.
Yep.
We've seen a few dogs scampering around here, so hopefully they come up and try them.
Awesome. So if people want to get them, or is there a storefront, or they go to a website? How do they get their hands on some if they don't find it on tap?
www.brewiesdogtreats.com. We're also at a lot of the on-tap beer festivals throughout the year. We go to the 450 North Beer Festival, and we also sell in 450 North as well as Center Point Brewing, so you can find us there.
Very good. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming to Newcastle.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, we're going to move on. We're going to be getting out of the music zone here. There's a cool guy selling some pretty sweet lamps. There's a really
cool one.
We have folks
selling
Miller Lite can.
Selling wares.
We're going to move on. Keep moving on to
mercifully, we're getting away from the music.
It gets too crazy here. And we want to. It's so difficult. I have to keep looking back at Jeremiah and make sure that he's also not talking while I'm talking. Because we don't have headphones on, so we can't tell.
God forbid dead air on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, you try to make it entertaining. All right, looks like we're getting up to another distillery here. I didn't see any signs here. Let's take a look.
Let's go all the way down to the next one, Dakota.
Yep.
And we'll come back when there's no line.
We're gonna
over
go
here.
To the Vodka Squeeze tent. They're serving an Irish splash cocktail, and
hello.
It's very cool. So we're the Boss Hog Liberty podcast based out of Newcastle, Indiana.
We're
talking to all the vendors. Tell us about Vodka Squeeze.
This is our product, Vodka Squeeze. Today we are sampling and selling our little cocktail, Irish Splash. It is made with our orange flavored vodka, which is sugar-free, gluten-free. It's only about 98 cents to a dollar a pouch. In our little cocktail that we've got going on here, we've got some blue carousel, some pineapple juice, some orange juice, and Sprite with the orange vodka. And then we've also got our little 8-packs for $8, and it's 850 milliliter shots of vodka. So help yourself to any of our samples. Our 16-ounce glasses are only $4 today, but
wow,
pretty delicious. I've had people tell me that it tastes like the Hugs little juice boxes that are like shaped like the barrels, but a fun little break from some beers and stuff around here. Some great variation, and it's green for St. Patrick's Day, so why not?
So you can take these places that you can't necessarily take a glass bottle.
Oh, yes.
So maybe the beach where you're not allowed to bring it out there.
Correct.
In the airport through TSA security, those sorts of things, you know?
Correct. Yep. We call them discreetly portable. I love it. Yeah. They are designed to go where bottles cannot. And they retail around $1.98 to a dollar. So you can mix and match your flavors and have vodka wherever you want to go.
Do you have any that are labeled as applesauce?
We have an apple flavor in our variety pack. We have a strawberry in our variety pack, a blue raspberry. We have our cinnamon. We have a cranberry flavor. We have our regular vodka. So we offer 7 flavors.
We've learned $8. That there was always, you know, there alcohol and rules and laws and regulations have always had a fun dance. So finding ways to innovate is an awesome thing.
Absolutely. And we have an artesian license, so we are able to sell out of our distillery. So if you get a hankering and you want some, you can come up, drive up to our distillery, and we can help you out there as well.
So where is the distillery? Where do folks
We are located in Indianapolis, right by the Home Depot at 96 and 69.
Up on the north side, Northeast Siders.
Northeast Siders.
You guys got some orange barrels up there right now.
We do. We have quite a bit, but don't be afraid by the construction.
You can survive it and get there.
I drive it every day. And, you know, these are portable. So if you get stuck in traffic, a little stress.
Once you know it's a 4-hour stoppage, you can pull out the chair you keep in the back seat and your squeeze bottle of orange.
You know, you just rip the top open and you know, obviously, you would just save that drink till you got home where you could drink responsibly.
Right.
But after the stress of drinking, you could have yourself a nice beverage.
Very good.
So, awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for stopping by our booth. We hope you enjoy the rest of the day. It's a gorgeous day to be trying some beers and vodkas.
That's it. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to make the turn. Come around. Still got a line over
got
here
two
at the
more stops here. We're going to be talking to Dragon's Mouth Distillery. Not heard of them.
Who's the spokesperson for Dragon's Mouth?
Well, depends what you want to talk about. I do more.
I was hoping to talk either religion or politics. Who does that?
what politics would you like to talk?
Well, class basketball usually is where we start. So tell us about yourselves, Dragon's Mouth. This I've told that you are a very unique distillery, and this is when you're in your first event, so you're new on the scene.
Absolutely. So my name's Dan, my wife Carrie. So I've been doing some stuff in the backyard for 20 years. I taught my wife how to do this, and I had to swallow some crow there because she makes better cuts than me. And because of that, she makes all the decisions of what goes in that bottle or on that bottle. She designs the labels. She does 100% of the cuts. And it's a husband-wife team. Our distillery's out in Elkhart, Indiana. We've been open to the public for a year. This is our first event here at Indiana on Tap, and we're loving it so far.
So define, for those of us that aren't experts, when you say a cut, I assume you mean you make your distillate, and then you blend it back in with whatever it's going to go into.
Not quite.
No. See, I don't know what I'm talking about.
So you've got a lot of different alcohols when you're distilling. And so the first part of the alcohol that comes off, and it's all based on temperature, is called the four shots. Yeah. So when people say, oh, you're going to go blind if you drink this, that's just not true. You're just going to die. So you don't have to worry about it. It is the worst part of the alcohol. It smells horrible. Carrie uses it for weed killer because it's all natural and the dogs won't go near it. The next part is called heads. The heads is what is going to give you a hangover. And this is where her palate comes into play, because there is an art in the taste buds where it switches from the heads to the hearts. And that hearts is what you want to drink.
That's the good stuff.
That's absolutely. Next is called the tails. It just starts to be off flavors. You're not going to like it. And then at the very, very end is sweet water, which we don't use because we use electric in our stills. It costs us too much money to get there. So her palate says heads has stopped, hearts has started. And then when does the heart start and the tails begin? So that's the cuts.
Very good.
So we were told at the very start of this today, we were told that the Japanese style whiskey from you guys is a must try at this event. So
100%. That's 100% my wife right here. Go ahead. Try some of that Onabu Geisha. So tell them about it.
The Onabu Geisha is Japanese for female samurai. So this is kind of my nod to all of us ladies out there kicking ass. The majority of the grain here is rice and corn, and then we have three other grains. Who's tasting? All of you? Are we all tasting?
Yeah.
We don't let our producer drink. The sound quality gets bad.
I love it.
Don't worry, though. We doubled this paper today.
Thank you so much.
Of course. There we are.
So we're taking a trip over to Asia now.
In the evening, once we have kids to bed and everything's kind of calming down.
Here, Zach, smell that. Tell me it smells like
coffee on the very end of that. The sweetness of the rice.
You can't smell it at all.
This is one of my favorite things we're making right now.
Wow, that's got such a unique flavor. That's so good.
Thank you.
I would love to have that.
It's a little sassy, just like my wife.
That's really good.
So tell us about distribution, where folks get it. Obviously, we're here at On Tap, and you're at this. You got a storefront in Elkhart or in stores. How do the people get their hands on bottles? That's
it. We're right now, we're just selling right out the front door. We're in 8 restaurants in the Michiana area. So up there and at Elkhart, St. Joe County there. No other distribution at this moment. So we are doing all the other Indiana On Tap events. So for everyone that's out there, come find us here.
There we go. All right. Well, there's a full calendar of Indiana On Tap stuff. And I always thought Michiana is a vacation destination. So I hope some people summer up there.
Yeah.
We've done it. Thank you so much. Thank Good you. To meet y'all. All right. We'll be back by after it's we're really off the air, off the air here.
All right. That was really good. All right. I think our last alcohol stop of the day
is going to be Elm Street.
And we will have visited all of them is Elm Street Brewing Company out of Muncie, Indiana. Elm Street's been around for a while.
It is. Another Muncie institution now.
Yep.
Oh, we've not made it to Two Bearded Guys either, although I don't know if that's liquor or it's just a...
I think it's just t-shirts.
T-shirt sales. Oh, that's a podcast.
Is it really? Yeah. Nuh-uh. Huh. There we go. I'm a bearded guy. I should be on that podcast.
He's going to change teams. He's going to change teams.
Very cool.
Hello to our friends at Elm Street. This is the Boss Hog of Liberty podcast. Who's your official spokesperson?
Not me.
Obviously, it's the mute that has the microphone. Tell us about Elm Street. You guys are in Muncie on, what the hell road is it on?
Elm Street.
Oh, there, that's the one. It's on Elm Street.
Can I hold it? Okay. Yeah. We've been open for like 8 years. Got a full restaurant, full bar. We just moved our brewery to another location, doubled our capacity, and we'll have another bar there. Next few months, we'll probably open that up.
So where's the new bar or the new facility?
About a block away.
Okay. Yeah. So still down there. So you're going to have two sites in downtown Muncie.
Yeah. Just north of downtown. Yeah.
All right. And, how many taps are at the original location? It's a huge tap room.
We've got 30 taps and then a bunch of guest beer, cans usually.
All right. So what'd you bring out to Newcastle today for the,
we've
for
got a New Zealand lager with Phantasm. A West Coast-ish IPA. Hoppy Hefeweizen. And then a Goza Salty Sour with electrolytes.
Another sour. There's a few sours out here today.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to try popular. The Nelly Weizen.
It's all on you. Yeah, I've only got...
I love Hefeweizens. So when we go up to Muncie, I have a 4-year-old son, and...
He likes more of the porters.
Yeah. We love going to Elm Street though. It's a, you know, you guys as a family friendly restaurant, your kids menu is incredible. You've got, the pizza options. Their margarita pizza is incredible. But yeah, it's family friendly. And also my son, 4 years old, loves your food. So
awesome.
Can't beat
it. Good to hear.
Yeah. Love going up to Elm Street in Muncie.
Very good. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Give
we
a
appreciate
shot
it. Definitely. All right. We're going to stop in and check in on the two birded guys. The more I drink, the more clearly I can see it.
Two bearded guys. Are we sure this is a podcast, Jeremiah?
Here's the thing, Dakota. I think it's a rival podcast. And there's three bearded guys, so when we said we were going to come up and fight them, we only thought there were going to be two. And I brought a bearded guy, so it's totally this is just gone not guys. What we planned at all.
What's up, guys?
Hey, tell us about yourselves. You're out here as vendors at Newcastle On Tap, Jeremiah and Dakota, Boss Hog of Liberty podcast here in Newcastle. Tell us about two bearded guys.
So we're the two bearded guys. We've been doing this for about 4 years. We're a live cast every Monday night. We get drunk on the internet for everybody's entertainment, sample local beers, countrywide beers, all that kind of stuff. We sell our merch at all these events, thanks to Indiana on Tap partnering with us and the Guild and everything else. We get to have a lot of fun. Our merch is all local made by local artisans. So then we basically take that merch, we sell the merch here, make a little money, take that money, turn it around, go to breweries, and just keep that cycle going.
So tell us how people catch the live cast, and maybe how many episodes there are, and how deep the Rolodex is.
So we're live every Monday night on YouTube and Facebook. Again, it's the two bearded guys spelled like beer, because we like beer and we have beards. But, you know, we're there every Monday night. We bring in guests every week, such as Kevin Smolar from Sun King, Brandon Holder from Tarnished Hollow, Cody Moon from Two Times, a lot of different brewery guys, and also just craft artisans, whether it's musicians, magicians, tattoo artists, all the fun stuff. And then between my business partner, John, and I, we've held every job in a brewery besides head brewer or owned one. We've been head of operations. We've been on the brew deck. We've been in the kitchen. You name it, we've done it. When we left that industry, we wanted to stay involved, and that's how we ended up doing all this.
Very good.
Very cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming out to Newcastle. We're glad to see you out here. Hope you sell lots of t-shirts so you can invest lots more in beer.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Thanks, you too, brother. All right. Let's...
You're going to wander. The crowd is picking up significantly. Let's wind our way down the path here where we don't get run over.
We're going to go towards the gazebo here.
Funny thing about this gazebo, I performed a wedding in it about 2 weeks ago.
You performed a wedding?
I did. Yeah, I was the officiant.
Oh, okay.
I've doubled my number. I do emergency weddings, deployments, pregnancies, just whatever causes you to need a wedding. Give me a call. We can have you in and out in less than 10 minutes. Happy weddings.
All right.
All right, Dakota. I think we're mercifully for the crowd.
Yeah,
we're gonna be done terrorizing people with random interviews.
How long have we been going, Producer Zach?
We're 40 minutes.
Yeah,
50 minutes in.
Perfect. This is a regular episode of Ball Song of Liberty. We love it. All right, that was great.
I think I'm less drunk than I normally am.
I'm no more drunk than I normally am.
All right. Thanks so much. We got some patrons to thank, Dakota. We didn't do it at the beginning of the episode because we were so excited.
That's right.
John Phillips, Andy Moore Buick, GMC.
Yep.
Anthony Meyer, yep. Sports Corner, Blake Reese. But I have not seen out here yet, but I assume he's here. Yep. I got my tunnel glasses on when we're talking to folks.
Yep.
And of course we saw Ink and Ale and Weiland's Flowers if you need some flowers, right?
That's right. Weiland's Flowers.
Fun little break here between the candidate series that man, we got a lot of feedback after last week's episode. So we'll be back on Thursday with some county council candidates. And then since we put this in the bank, maybe we'll take a week off. We'll see. With that, we will see you all next week.